Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. First off, I guess we should wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day. With me this afternoon, well, Arnie is off this weekend. Dr. Podell is on his way, but he called in and said he's stuck in traffic, so he'll be joining us a little bit later. But with me here in the studio is Sam Forbes.
Well, thank you, Don. Happy Mother's Day also to everyone, and it's great to be here.
Okay. All right, now we're going to start off the show with kind of an interesting discussion. I was asked a question about how to choose a good Feverfew product as a treatment for migraine headaches. Now, it so happens that I've been working on some herbal products, and I was planning to write up some monographs on various products, and I figured, well, fine, this is a good excuse. Why not write up a monograph on the Feverfew? So I did that, and as I was doing the research on Feverfew and looking at the clinical studies that have been published over recent years, I was struck by some very interesting things, some insights into how much we know about supplements of this type, and more to the point, how much we do not know.
Right, and do you remember the story about echinacea? Well, as you know, echinacea is one of the most popular immune herbs for immune support, and all of a sudden, several years back, everybody who wanted to sound like they knew something about herbs started cautioning against prolonged use of echinacea. Don't use it for more than X number of weeks, cycle it on, cycle it off, and so forth. Well, where did this all come from? Well, there was one study on echinacea, and it was published in German, that was mistranslated into English and mistakenly implied that one should not take the herb continuously. There was really no reason for this caution, but overnight it became politically correct to throw this out as if it was fact.
Okay, well, my research on Feverfew made me realize that this probably happens way more often than we realize. I'll explain why I say that in just a moment, but why don't we back up first and let's take a look at what started me off on this line of thinking, the actual question about Feverfew. Sam?
Okay, here's the paraphrased version of the question. I suffer from migraine headaches and have been told the herb Feverfew can help. I looked it up on the internet and saw that there was a study on a stabilized form of Feverfew called MIG-99. I don't see it in your catalog. Is it available? If not, can you recommend another product? Is the powdered leaf better than the alcohol extract? What is the recommended dose? Do I take it regularly for prevention or only when I feel an attack coming on? All valid questions. Well, let's start off with some information on Feverfew. Feverfew, or as it's called, Tenacetum parthenium, its botanical name, has been used for centuries berries to relieve fever, migraine, headaches, and arthritis. And while its benefit in all of these conditions and others has been demonstrated, its primary use today is in the prevention and treatment of migraine headaches. And there have been a number of good clinical studies on feverfew and migraines. But the quality of the studies vary, the type and strength of the feverfew used has also varied, and the results have been mixed. Some studies show that feverfew may be beneficial for as many as two-thirds of all people who have migraines, while other studies have shown no benefit. James Duke, Ph.D., in his book, The Green Pharmacy Herbal Handbook, points out, for instance, according to one British survey of some 300 people who took feverfew daily, 70% experienced a reduction in either the frequency or the severity or both of their migraines. Another Israeli study of 57 migraine sufferers found that feverfew significantly reduced the common symptoms of migraines, including nausea, head pain, and sensitivity to light and noise.
Okay, now, here's the first place where I want us to pause for a second. I want to ask you to think about this. Some studies were positive and some were not. Does that mean we are not justified in recommending this herb? Do we focus only on those studies that were positive? What conclusions can we or should we draw when there is a limited number of studies to begin with varied results, especially when the studies are on herbal supplements that use different forms of the same herb? This is what we're going to examine as we continue this discussion.
And here's the first point to support what Don is getting at. And it is, just as not everyone responds to natural remedies, such as feverfew, well, not everyone responds to conventional treatments either. And as Dr. Duke points out, of the 300 or so people cited in the British study, many found no relief from standard migraine medications, which include verapamil, a calcium channel blocker, known to cause side effects such as dizziness, heart rhythm disturbances, nausea, fluid retention, liver problems, and, by the way, headaches. The point being that even with conventional pharmaceutical treatment, it is not unusual to find that only some people have favorable responses.
Okay, but what happens when there is a positive study that appears to satisfy the criteria of the conventional medical community?
Well, Don, it's not surprising that even conventional medicine takes notice when what appears to be a valid scientific study surfaces that supports the efficacy of a natural remedy in treating a serious condition, such as migraine headaches. This is where the MIG-99 study comes into play. This was a randomized controlled trial published in the Journal of Cephalgia in 2005. It was using a powdered carbon dioxide extract of feverfew, and the results were positive.
Okay, well, that's very nice, very impressive. But just how significant is that most recent study?
Well, this was only the most recent study. There were earlier studies that were also positive, Don. A study by Murphy, Heptinstall, and Mitchell, for example, which was published in The Lancet in 1988, used regular dried feverfew leaf, showed positive results as well. And there's many other studies, Don, but none meet the strictest of criteria overall to convince the medical establishment that feverfew is a proven, efficacious remedy for migraine. And in addition, it should be noted that there have been no further confirmatory studies using MIG-99. And there is no commercial product on the market using the exact material. It should be noted also that two earlier studies using that material were not as positive and were not well designed. Complicating matters, we still don't know for sure what the actual active ingredients in feverfew relative to migraine management are. It was thought that at one time to be parthenolides, and many products are standardized to parthenolide content. In fact, there is now widespread questioning as to what the active constituent really is. It seems that the basis for this concern is a study in the Netherlands that utilized an alcoholic extract of dried feverfew. Surprisingly, this 9-month clinical trial demonstrated no migraine prophylactic effect. Why? Surprisingly, Well, at around the same time, another study, the one in Israel, using the whole herb, yielded positive results. Well, here's the thing. The parthenolide content of the alcohol extract was 0.35%, while the parthenolide content of the whole dried herb, feverfew, was only 0.2%. Now, if parthenolide is, in fact, the active ingredient, then why wouldn't you expect the alcoholic extract with the higher parthenolide content would have worked better than the whole dried herb? It didn't. Why? Don, how can we explain this?
Okay, now, here is one of the key points that we want to make. I hope you folks aren't getting lost yet on this discussion. Bear with us. This is where several of these conclusions came from, as you will see in a moment, perhaps without a proper basis. First, one researcher speculated that this must mean that there is some other active ingredient in feverfew, some cofactor, for example,
right,
that remains in the whole dried powder but was not present in the alcoholic extract. And second, as a result of this, others, seeing that there were a number of positive studies using powdered dry whole herb and one negative study using an alcohol extract, concluded that the only type of feverfew product that would work for migraines would be the dry powder concentrates.
Well, like the echinacea story we told you about earlier, the same holds true here. A subsequent analysis of the Netherlands study, the one using the alcohol extract, reveals several questions about the study details, including the actual identity of the feverfew used. It was one study, and perhaps not a good one. One study, conventional medicine never accepts one isolated study when positive, always demanding that it be confirmed by independent follow-up studies, which is wise. So why assign so much significance to one negative study?
Okay, so I'll tell you what, folks, let's take a little break, and then we're going to pull all this together for you. We're going to answer that question and kind of give you some insight as to what all this really means, whether or not you should draw those kinds of conclusions. Do alcoholic extracts work? Are powdered concentrates the only valid type of product to use, and so forth? Okay, we'll pull all this together in just a moment and point out to you the dangers in drawing conclusions when there is not sufficient a basis for it. Okay, that's what we're heading to here. But first, the time has come for us to take a little break. We will start taking your calls as soon as we finish this discussion, which shouldn't be too much longer. So let me give you the number. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please feel free to give us a call and get in line. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentration of unique polyphenols. New Zealand black currants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
Oh, and by the way, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jaru products, PalmGuard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules. PalmGuard is now on sale at one half price. Wow, that's a deal for you. Okay. Also, want to remind you that if you are looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and some professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemist. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemist as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, American Health, the full line's 35% off. Doctor's Best, the full line, 33% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, the full line's 30% off. And there is much more. You can check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com, and that's with two L's, and subscribing online. But even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will continue with our discussion and take your calls in a moment.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM Capsules, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, on sale for only $28.14, and the 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and I'm happy to announce that Dr. Podell has arrived in the studio.
Yes, we got through the tunnel.
Okay, great.
There is light. There is light at the end.
Light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, anyway. All right, let me see if I can sort of bring you folks back up to speed here on our discussion and wrap it up so that you get the point we're trying to make. We've pointed out that on Feverfew, there have been a number of good studies that show that it works. Too many studies, but three good studies at least in recent years. And there was also one study that showed apparently that it didn't work. Well, the one study happened to have been done on an alcoholic liquid extract, whereas the other studies, the ones that did work, happened to have been done on a dry powdered herb sample. Well, What does this mean? This leads to what I'm calling the crux of the problem here. When we look for guidance as to what we should or should not recommend for treating health problems, the first thing we do is look to see if there is research supporting one product or another. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. But we have to realize that there are times when that is not a productive or logical thing to do. In this case, there are just not that many studies. We know why. Who wants to pay for that kind of research when you cannot patent the product and you can't profit from it? So first, the fact that there may be no studies does not really mean that much. It just means that there are no studies. That's too bad, but that does not mean the substance in question does not work. Now, here in the case of Feverfew, there are not enough studies. And the few that there are, even the good ones, are hard to compare to one another. One uses one type of preparation and another study uses another type of product. These are complex, natural products that are hard to standardize. It's not easy to compare one to the other. With liquid herbal supplements, it's even worse because standardization is even more difficult. Not only do you have variations in the starting material, but you have variations in the extraction, solvent composition, extraction conditions such as volume, time, temperature, and so forth. No wonder a researcher faced with designing a clinical study that he hopes will be published might be more inclined to work with a standardized powder extract rather than a liquid herbal product.
So, we have to be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have to be careful when making judgments based upon faulty data. In this case, whole herb liquid herbal extracts provide full spectrum, potent, fast-acting, and convenient sources of herbal medicine. The fact that there are more positive studies published using powder does not mean that powder is better than liquid.
Okay, now, and especially when logic dictates otherwise. If you remember what Sam mentioned earlier, if indeed the active constituents of Feverfew are these various sesquiterpene lactones, the actual amount in the liquid is greater than it is in the powder. Now, I don't want to leave. You know, many of you are probably waiting to hear the rest of the answers to that question that Sam read at the beginning. So let's give you that information. We provided some background on the types that are available, so let's look at some of the specific products. Sam?
Okay, well, typical of the powdered capsule products would be those from Nature's Way, for instance. They have a Feverfew extract in tablet form, and it's called Migrafew. Now, each tablet contains 20 milligrams of a 3% parthenolide extract, and that provides 600 micrograms parthenolide per tablet, and all you need to do is just take one a day. Well, the downside of this product is that it does not contain Feverfew. It contains only 20 milligrams of an extract of Feverfew. So, more correctly, this product should be called parthenolide, not Feverfew. This may be fine if you're convinced parthenolide is indeed the only active ingredient in Feverfew, but that's really not the case. So you might want to consider one of their other two Feverfew products from Nature's Way. One is Feverfew leaves, and they're in capsules, or standardized Feverfew capsules.
Well, hey, Sam,
yes.
I'll tell you what. Let's take our next break, and then we'll finish explaining this after we come back. Okay, I think we're due for a hard break.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, speaking of full power, here is Bill Powers, who's going to explain why it took Dr. Podell an extra half an hour to get in from Manhattan today.
Yeah, well, right now, if you're trying to get into Manhattan, it's going to cost you 1 hour at the George Washington Bridge on the upper deck. We had an earlier accident on the lower deck, still about a 30-minute backup there. And over at the Lincoln Tunnel, a 20-minute wait into town, Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 30 minutes in from the 1-9 approach, 15 minutes from the Turnpike approach, and about a 10-minute outbound delay. Look out on the west side highway, northbound side, the 120s. Accident gone, but not the delay. They'll begin back in the 70s. Southbound side still crawling along from the GW Bridge right on down. And over on the Grand Central, over by Union Turnpike on the westbound side, looks like there's an accident still ramping up. This report sponsored by Sublet.com. Tenants, landlords, and roommates find great deals on apartments and rooms at Sublet.com. Posting rental at Sublet.com is free. For short-term and long-term rentals, the best deals are at Sublet.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthinase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Here with me in the studio, Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. The first thing I want to do is to tell you folks who have any questions, please feel free to call in because we're just about ready to start taking your calls. The phone number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. That number works from Atlanta as well as from the tri-state area up here in the Northeast. We'd love to hear from you. Also, I just want to impress upon you the information that Sam is in the middle of giving to you right now is very important. We're talking about Feverfew products, and we're giving you some information on some of the types of products that are available and the differences between those products. If you listen to this and understand the difference between the three types of products from one company, Nature's Way, all of which are Feverfew products, but they have major differences between them. If you can understand the difference between these three products, you will go a long way towards knowing a lot more about the differences between various types of nutritional supplements. Now, Sam has already told you about the first of the three products. It's called Migrafew, and it contains 20 milligrams of a 3% extract. But as he pointed out, That's all it contains. It does not actually contain any Feverfew leaf. It contains the extract of the active ingredient of Feverfew. Then he's telling you about a product that contains some extract of the Feverfew, but also contains some of the dried Feverfew leaf. Sam, you want to maybe repeat the second one there, so people kind of get a feel for where we are, and then explain what the third option is.
Okay. Well, you're talking about the Feverfew leaf capsule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Feverfew leaf capsule contains 380 milligrams of dry powdered organic Feverfew. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing added. Nothing taken away, except for perhaps the water. Well, how much parthenolide then does it have? Well, it's not specified on the label. Well, on the other hand, the standardized Feverfew product contains 325 milligrams of powdered Feverfew leaf and 90 milligrams of Feverfew extract. The extract, by the way, contains 0.7% parthenolide. So the final product provided 630 micrograms of parthenolide.
Okay, so let me recap this for you. The difference between the standardized Feverfew and the Migrafew is that you get some whole herb Feverfew in the former, but not in the latter. In both cases, the dose is one per day. Let me repeat that. In one of the products, all you get is the extract, 20 milligrams of the parthenolide. In the other one, you get the parthenolide and you get dried whole herb. The third product contains just the whole dried herb. It's not standardized to the parthenolide. Now, I see no reason to choose Migrafew, the first one, over the standardized Feverfew.
Right.
I think it would be foolish to dismiss the possibility that the other constituents besides a parthenolide contribute to the activity of Feverfew.
And Don, if I may, what I think we can really get out of this discussion is we can apply some of the logic you're using in analyzing this particular herb to a lot of other herbs.
Exactly.
So it almost seems as if an herb that may perhaps utilize some of the research and studies and analysis of a particular herb and finding out what may be its active components, and I say may because an herb is a very complicated thing. There's many components to an herb in which there may be other beneficial constituents. Having a standardized extract perhaps in a base of whole herb probably makes the most sense. So anyway, what about regular Nature's Way Feverfew leaf capsules with no statement of parthenolide potency? Well, remember that people have been benefiting from Feverfew by chewing the leaves for hundreds of years. Well, that's That's great. The leaves are not standardized to contain parthenolide content, and they work quite well, thank you. Nature's Way is, of course, not the only product of this type. Solgar has standardized Feverfew leaf extract. I think that's also in a base of powdered Feverfew and standardized Feverfew extract. Their product is higher in parthenolide content, by the way, with 200 milligrams of the extract and 150 milligrams of the powder, and this is yielding 1.4 milligrams of parthenolides in one veggie cap. This is twice the potency of two of Nature's Way products. And another company I'll mention, Blue Bonnet. It also has a Feverfew leaf extract, and that's got 250 milligrams of extract at 0.5% parthenolides, and this yields 1.25 milligrams of parthenolides per capsule.
Okay.
This was a terrific, I think, although long, I think it's a very good discussion in terms of, you know, how someone makes choices. And obviously, if they can't make choices, you know, we pay attention to these things at Wilner Chemist and here on the Wilner Window. It's important to us, and we try to help you pick what probably makes the most sense and cut through perhaps, you know, I think there's a lot of marketing hype. Once a company or research discovers one particular component of an herb, everybody kind of gets on a crazed bandwagon or perhaps, you know, counters it with another active component and it gets a little confusing, Don.
Yeah. Well, again, we wish that we could have the kind of supporting evidence that gives proof of things, and unfortunately, that's not available most of the time when you're talking about natural products like this. And I think one of the keys that I'm trying to impart here is that you can't let that be misinterpreted to mean that just because there isn't evidence that the material doesn't work. It just means that, unfortunately, we don't have evidence.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
But there's always the clinical evidence and the long use, a successful use, and so forth.
Right.
Okay. Now, of course, we didn't really get into detail on liquid herbals. We're going to save that for a future program. If you want to go, I know we threw a lot of information at you. We will post the written transcript of this in our next newsletter, our next sale flyer. We'll also have, of course, the MP3 file of what we just read to you on the website, hopefully by tomorrow. So if you want to go back and go over this again, either one of those methods will be available to you. Okay, let's, as I promised, move on to the telephones. Now, let's move to Chame. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the last name. Chame. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Okay. I have both testosterone and the doc diagnosed me now with osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
What's this correlation between the low testosterone and the osteoporosis?
Well, that's really unclear at this point. It isn't clear that the testosterone, that treating you with testosterone would necessarily help, but it might. It's a controversial area at this point. If your testosterone is truly low enough, though, I think it's reasonable to treat on the chance that it will help osteoporosis, but also because it might well make you feel better overall. If you do treat with testosterone, though, it's important that your prostate be examined at least twice a year and that the PSA, prostate-specific antigen test, be done, I would say, twice a year, because one thing that we do know is that if there is a prostate cancer lurking within the prostate, if you add more testosterone, that will tend to make the tumor grow faster. We do not have evidence to say that testosterone by itself causes prostate cancer, but if you already have it, it makes it grow faster.
Okay,
did your doctor say that there was a connection between the low testosterone and your osteoporosis?
Test for it. The low testosterone made him take the bone density scan just to monitor the bone, and he called me back and he told me you have osteoporosis in the spine.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 32.
Are you overweight? Do you have any other health problems?
I have acid reflux.
Okay, so it's really, really important to figure out why, if you do have osteoporosis, why. You may have some sort of malabsorption, some kind of gluten problem. You may be very low in vitamin D for some reason. But it's certainly not usual for a 32-year-old man to have this problem. And so the first priority is to find out why.
Yeah, I think all that we can do is tell you some obvious things. I mean, you know, we've discussed nutritional approaches to prevent and reverse osteoporosis many times in the past, and I assume you know that. A good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, you want high levels of calcium, magnesium, plenty of vitamin D, weight-bearing exercise. You know, all of those things are the normal recommendations to treat osteoporosis. If you have low testosterone and you're under medical treatment, I would think that you could leave that in the doctor's hands. Perhaps give you a testosterone supplementation and just move on from there. Okay?
Vitamin K, K2.
Sure, that can be part of it, vitamin K. I didn't mention, you know, a lot of the more esoteric things, boron, strontium,
Boron, you said?
Yeah. Well, you might want to look at some of the bone building formulas, the complex. You know, a lot of companies have products that contain a combination of all of the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that are involved in bone formation, and you know that's sort of an easy way to accomplish it. We have a product called Bone Complex. Jarrow has a product called Bone Up. Most companies have these combinations that will give you in the proper ratios all of these nutrients that can help to stimulate bone growth.
Yeah, and it would be useful to use one of these products, but the main thing is what Dr. Podell says. You've got to figure out what perhaps there is a hormonal basis for your problem, but you probably would be wise to take some kind of a bone product, but don't rely on that solely. Make sure you follow up with your physician.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that call. We have to take a break, and we'll get back to the rest of you folks on the phone. Let me give you the phone number again, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, that's 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, or the intricacies of herbal standardization, whatever you want to ask us about, okay? This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil benefit the hearts of healthy people and those at high risk or who have heart disease? Over 35 years ago, researchers studying the Greenland Eskimos discovered that despite eating a diet high in fat and cholesterol, this native population did not suffer from heart disease. Since then, hundreds of scientific studies have shown that omega-3 fatty acids benefit the heart in several ways, including decreasing irregular heartbeats, decreasing triglyceride levels, slowing the growth of plaques in arteries, and lowering blood pressure. The evidence is so strong that even the American Heart Association recommends that individuals with heart disease take 1 gram of omega-3 fats daily. 1 gram of omega-3 fats daily can easily be achieved by taking just 2 soft gels of a concentrated fish oil supplement. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10. CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco. Ha-choo! Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary, natural, homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. So also look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. All of the Umka products are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. With a name like Umka, it's got to be good. Good. Okay, let's get right back to the telephones, and we have Vicki from Carr, Long Island, or she's in a car in Long Island. I'm not sure which, but either way, we're gonna answer your question, Vicki. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering why you would get. I got really constipated from taking probiotics.
Okay, well, under normal conditions, you would definitely not expect to get constipated from taking probiotics. Quite the contrary, you would expect it would help, among other things, it would help problems with constipation. So the only thing I can think of is to ask you what kind of a probiotic supplement you took. Maybe there was something in the product other than the probiotics that caused the problem. Was it a...
Okay. I took Dr. O'Hara's. And...
Okay. That may answer the question. That particular product contains a lot of other things. Many of the other there's different types of probiotic supplements. Most of the other types that we talk about and that we advertise are primarily high potency probiotic supplements with as little other material in there as possible. Sometimes they'll contain what we call prebiotics to help with the growth of the probiotics, but basically they are just high-potency probiotic supplements. The O'Hara product is different in that it has a lot of other things in there, too. I do not categorize that as a high-potency probiotic. In your particular case, if you tried that particular product and it didn't end up doing for you what you want, I would strongly suggest that maybe in your case you'd be better off trying one of the other types of probiotic supplements, one of them that's higher potency, a more straightforward probiotic supplement. Okay?
I thought that was the problem, too, because it contains iron. So I did that, and the same thing happened.
So you did what? You took a different type of product?
I took a different product. I took a more high potency but less other things in it type of probiotic.
Which one?
You know, I can't think of the name of it right now.
Well, okay. Unless Sam or Dr. Podell have another answer, I would be at a loss then to explain why it's happening.
Well, the thing is, I would... encourage you to continue trying to work with a probiotic, a good quality one, but perhaps maybe we need to add something else, or maybe we need to temporarily take away a probiotic and perhaps add some fiber or prebiotic type of material.
I just heard this advertisement for a Flowy
right.
that you just had on.
I think Flowy would be an excellent choice. I think that's a great product to try for what
well,
your situation
well,
is.
Well, Sam, again, we didn't really ask what else is going on with Vicki, but from what you've told us so far, Vicki, the only reason you have constipation is because you started taking these probiotic products. So if you want to cure your constipation, the obvious and easy answer is to say stop taking probiotics. So that's one thing. The other question you're asking is why would the probiotics do it, and that I can't answer because it doesn't make any sense. But if you want to cure constipation that is, in your mind, caused by probiotics, stop taking the probiotics.
Right. I understand that.
What's the old Henny Youngman joke? You know, hey, Doc, my arm hurts when I lift it up, and he says, don't lift it up, you know?
Right.
I don't think it's that simple. I think, boy, we've talked about probiotics and their benefit and how important they are.
That's not the point. I agree with you, Sam. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that you know, probiotics aren't good. I'm saying I have no idea why they would not be doing what they should be doing in her particular case. And, you know, of course, I guess we could ask Vicki why you are taking the probiotics in the first place. What is it that leads you to take them?
Well, this was the thing. I have IBS constipation, and I have a thyroid problem. And in combination with the hypothyroid and that, that seems to be a problem. But this was severe constipation. I mean, I had to go to colon hydrotherapy. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. And it just seems to me like I was trying to figure out, do I have parasites? Right. Are they, you know, responding to it? Could that be a possibility?
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, obviously you did have a precondition of constipation before you using a probiotic. So obviously you have a chronic constipation problem, including with thyroid problems. That apparently is one of the underlying reasons for this. You're going to have to, maybe perhaps go to a holistic type or integrative type doctor so they can work with you. You might have more complicated a situation than
that. Yeah, I mean, there could be some allergic component going
absolutely.
On here. Absolutely. You know?
So I think you can work this out one way or the other. Get your thyroid situation under control. Perhaps diet. Maybe there are underlying allergies and so forth. Take the Flowy. I think it's a great product to try. Let us know. And perhaps down the road, you can reintroduce some probiotics because they are so beneficial. But you have to resolve whatever the underlying situation is. You need some tone. You may have lack of tone in your intestine, and you just got to get that going again.
Yeah, the Flowy is good. The Flowy is good because it's less inclined to cause the cramping and gas and things while yet having that kind of slight laxative action. So I think that is a product that you may want to try, okay?
Okay, I will check it out. One other thing, for your gums, dental health, what's the product that you would recommend to get to have healthier gums, less bacteria? I seem to get a lot of plaque.
Okay, well, there's a couple things we can say. There are certain nutrients, of course, all the things from vitamin C to CoQ10. There's a line of dental products. It's under the gum and under the, what's the other name, Sam? From Dental Herb Company.
Right.
Check out those products in terms of treatment for the gums. Okay?
CoQ10, coenzyme Q10.
Yeah, very important. CoQ10, very important for gum health, okay? And, of course, calcium, magnesium, all the other nutrients. Okay, we have to pause, I'm afraid to say, for a moment after this, for a brief message.
Improve. improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We are your Wilner Chemists, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. I want to remind everybody that this is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. Those of you who are already on the phone, please remember there, and we'll get to your calls as soon as we get back. If you haven't called yet, please do so. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back right after this break for the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.